What's up, everyone? It's your boy JT Thompson coming back to you with another episode of some real talk today. I'm gonna have a little fun with this one right here, man. How's everybody weekend in a holiday? And I want to discuss, what did you eat? Did you have a good cheat meal? Or did you just pig out? For all of those who listen to the show, who are competing and got shows come up, who got shows coming up, I should say, did you guys pig out? Did you diet, or did you stay strict on your diet? Did you allow yourself to have a bite of something, you know, to kill the little cravings? And for everyone else who are on a journey of trying to get themselves in shape, what did you guys do? For me, myself, I pigged out. I'm not even going to lie. I barbecued, had shish kebabs, hot dogs, pop, you name it, I did it. For one day, I figured, hey, let me live life a little bit. But this morning, it was back to the business as usual, back in the gym, back to, chasing my goals and dreams, and doing what I needed to do for today to conquer, to better myself, to conquer those demons that we deal with every day, with trying to diet and get in shape, and just to get to the gym, to get out of the bed, let alone to get to the gym. So, you know, that's what I did. I did too much of nothing else other than pig out. I even had dessert. Oh yeah, it went down. It went down real big in a major way. And it was so bad. You know, as a bodybuilder, you give your body 1 ounce of sugar or anything, you go into like pig out mode. You know, I must have ate all the way to about 12 o'clock last night. Getting up, sneaking to the refrigerator. Oh, everything that I preach against, I did. But at least I'm honest. At least I'm willing to tell you the truth. And I'm not going to cheat myself. So I did it. Now I'm back in the gym, going bananas, going hard. Back in there, if this is a basketball court, I'm down in the paint doing all the dirty work, you know? But yesterday was a glorious day. But for all of you who are out there, you know, still chasing your journey, still on your journey, I should say, getting ready to hit a trip, or you just trying to get yourself in shape, don't worry about cheating. Don't worry about a day like yesterday where it was obvious that everybody was going to have some barbecue. You know, they was going to engage or indulge in something. So don't worry about yesterday. Look at yesterday as a cheat day. You got one cheat day. Now today you got to get back on your horse. You got to get back on your grind. Get back to doing what you set out to do. Okay? Just wanted to give everybody a little bit of encouragement. And not to worry about days like yesterday. Keep in mind, we got Father's Day coming up. We got 4th of July coming up. You know, it's a lot of holidays that's on the way. So, you know, little holidays and things of that nature. If your birthday's coming up, you know, take those days in consideration and give yourself something nice, all right? It's your boy JT Thompson. Nothing special for today. Just wanted to kick it with y'all. And like I said, I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day. And I'll get back with y'all tomorrow on some more serious things and serious conversation, all right? Have a good one.